Our sins were given to Christ, and God imputes Christ's righteousness to us. Righteousness is what we're made or become when we trust Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. He took all our sin, therefore God freely imputes His righteousness to us. Righteousness is literally God's free gift to mankind, a gift that makes a practical change in the life of a believer. There are several significant things about the name Jehovah Tenitzku. First, God keeps His word. God made a promise to David and told David that an heir of his would always sit on the throne. We need to understand that God always protects His word, regardless of injustice and unrighteousness. God will keep what He says. He cannot lie. And so one day Jesus will sit on the throne of Israel. Secondly, God keeps His word regardless of our failures. He's the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God's will is not affected by a man's rebellion or a man's apathy. Abraham disobeyed, but God made him a father of a great nation and brought His people to the Holy Land. Isaac showed partiality to his son, but God brought His people into the promised land. Jacob deceived his own father, but God brought His people into the promised land. Jacob's sons sold their brother Joseph into slavery, but God still kept His promise and brought His people into the promised land. The whole nation of Israel lived 430 years under the hard taskmasters of Egypt, forgetting about God. But God still kept His word and brought His people into the promised land. God not only keeps His word regardless of our failures, but He knows the heart of others. Exodus 3, 7 and 8 says, "The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them cry out because of their slave masters and am concerned about their sufferings. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites." We shouldn't pay too much attention here on earth to who's for us and who's against us. Our primary concern is that God be glorified in everything that we do. That's what God wants of us. Or to give Him the ridicule of inequality and injustice. We may not be able to understand what's going on around us, but we do know that God gives us the courage to work through any situation we find ourselves in. We have nothing to do with how much ability we have. God is looking, though, to see what we do with what He's given to us. He wants us to see us reach our potential. Our part of that, though, is being faithful. It's doing the things that God asks us to do. To do our very best with God, what God has given to us. God can and will do for us what we can never do for ourselves. So how does all of this apply to us this morning? In Jehovah Tenitzki, we find the answer to man's condition and man's condemnation. But in Christ, we find our standing before God. In Christ, we find our security. Through Christ, we're presented before God as holy, without spot, or without wrinkle. It's through Christ we're transformed from sinners into saints. The God who demands holiness provides it through the person and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Next week, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. And the resurrection of Christ marks the fact that God accepted the sacrifice that Jesus paid on the cross of Calvary for us. He marked it paid in full when we trust Him as our personal Lord and Savior. So when we think of God, our righteousness, we need to be thinking of salvation and the fact that God provided for us, even though we didn't deserve it, a way to restore our relationship with Him. The second thing that we find as an application is a motivation for righteous living in our lives. We talked several years ago about be ye holy, for I am holy, and the holiness of God. But that carries with it some responsibilities for us as people. It means that we have a responsibility to represent Jesus on a day-to-day basis to the best of our possible ability. It doesn't matter who we're talking to. It doesn't matter what situation we find ourselves in. He wants us to represent ourselves as ambassadors for Him. It says we are ambassadors for Christ. Paul said, the greatest calling that I have in my life is to know Jesus more and better and to see His attributes develop in my own heart and my own life. We see many times where somebody who represents a person or a corporation falls by the wayside and they do things that are wrong. And we know immediately that that is an impression that we make toward that person, that boss. It's easier put like this. When I can remember a specific time when we were candidating in a church and we took our three kids with us. And we were just staying in a family's home. And I told my kids before we left the car, I said, all three of you represent your mom and I this week. Everything you do, people are going to see. And you need to conduct yourself the way you know mom and dad would want you to. Folks, God expects us to do the same thing. He expects us to represent Him faithfully in all that we do, and so that people look at us and say, there's a person who knows God, who's representing Him well. The last thing we see in application is that we need to be faithful. We can't be on and off again Christians, or we can't try to live the Christian life on Sundays so that everybody at church can see us and think that we're good people and live the way we want the rest of the week. He wants us to be faithful, living for Him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let's pray. Father, thank You for the day. Thank You for the way that You work in our hearts and in our lives. And we'd ask, Lord, that you would help us as we look at your names in Scripture, that we'd understand that with Jehovah Tenetsky, we have a responsibility. A responsibility, first of all, to confess our sins and trust Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Responsibility to live righteously in front of people all day long. And a responsibility to be faithful to you in all that we do. Help us, Father, to do with joy what you've taught us is right. We'd ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Amen.